All right, this is it. My name is Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 52 of the West Virginia Surf Report podcast. This one's going to be a little bit different. I'm fresh back from my trip to West Virginia to see my parents. And I attempted, like I said, I threatened, I'm going to attempt to record. I was going to try to do a whole episode while driving, but what I did is I broke it up into chunks. I did a little, some check-ins here and there, give you an overview of how things are going. And then I did one yesterday. I'll explain in the clip itself to do a recap. But for the most part, this stuff's all recorded in my car. The sound, you know, is noisy because you're driving down the interstate in most cases. But it's not bad, I don't think. So I don't know. It's an experiment. We'll see how. I hope it sounds good. I don't know why I'm stuttering now. But I hope it sounds good. And the first clip I want to play, this was recorded somewhere in Maryland. It was after Cumberland, before I got to the West Virginia state line, somewhere in that spread. So this is my first check-in from the Chevy Cruze with my hood pointed toward West Virginia. Here you go. All right, checking in from the road. I'm in Maryland somewhere. I just went through Cumberland. Cumberland is where I generally stop at Chick-fil-A and have my traditional lunch. And but this time I stopped a little early because I happened upon a new Chick-fil-A. I'm almost certain it wasn't there before. Right after I passed over from Pennsylvania into Maryland, there was a sign that said Chick-fil-A next exit. I said, hell yeah, there is. So I stopped there, got the number one with no pickle on account of the pickle being nasty ass. You know, number one is just the regular chicken sandwich, the cross thatch fries, and the soda. And I got that to go. And the kid who was ringing me up looked like he was like 12 years old. I mean, this kid was like young and delicate. You know, he had like some kind of novelty hair. And, you know, people say, well, when he's at that age when he experiment with their hair. Like, what does that mean? I've never experimented with my hair. I mean, what the? Anyway, this kid has stupid hair. And he looked very young and very, I don't know, very fancy. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he's ever heard a discouraging word. That'd be my guess. Anyway, so I ordered the thing. After our little transaction was complete, I said, thank you. And he said, my pleasure. I said, here we go. Here we go with that my pleasure thing again. That's a Chick-fil-A thing. They're trained to say, my pleasure. Nobody says that. No young people especially say that, unless you go to some kind of, you know, finishing school somewhere where they teach you how to be a gentleman. I don't know, but that kind of bugs me. My pleasure. Weird. So anyway, I got that thing. That thing was piping hot, brother. That sandwich was so hot. I had to, like, it came in some kind of aluminum bag. I had to open that thing up, like I had to like unroll it and let the steam out of that bastard and just let it lay on my seat and kind of cool off a little bit. The thing was putting off some serious heat while I polished off the cross thatches, and then I ate the sandwich by itself while traveling down 81, and it hit the spot. Then I was in Cumberland. I was thinking, should I stop again? You know, my normal place. I mean, you know, get some like nuggets or something. You know, back when I used to have the chicken salad sandwich, see, that was a perfect top. That was a top off, you know, an add-on item. You could get the regular number one, then you could add on a chicken salad sandwich. It wasn't enough for a meal, but it was a good add-on. They don't sell that anymore. They don't sell coleslaw either. I don't know what the hell's going on. Anyway, I stopped there. That was it. I listened to a lot of Sirius XM. I was on Alt Nation for a long time, and then I was on going over to the Beatles channel for a little while, and I started playing Ringo shit. You know, as soon as I play a Ringo song, I'm out. Man, I'm not listening to that. That's nonsense. I like Ringo, but I mean, I'm not going to sit and listen to his music. You ever heard that song? No, 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 I don't. No more. That shit. That's every song on there is like stupid. All right. So anyway, as soon as I get to Ringo, I'm out. And I moved over to Tom Petty. I can't, you know, I like Tom Petty, but too much live stuff on there. I don't want to hear that. And then I was over on, what is that thing? Classic Rewind. I don't know. I have trouble with some of the disc jockeys, as they call them. They used to call them. There's no discs anymore. It's all just like, you know, just bits of data, as some people prefer. Anyway, there's this woman on there on that Classic Rewind. Really bugs me. And there's another one on that, Sirius XMU or whatever. It's supposed to be like college rock. There's some, oh my God, this guy makes me furious. He thinks he's wacky. His name's Sluggo or some shit. Oh, that guy makes me, makes me almost violent. He's such a douche. And the douche is, I mean, he's powerful with this guy. Anyway, my ass is hanging in there so far. You know, there seems like there's still circulation getting to it, which is good. And my parents, I talked to my parents. I got a late start. And there's a lot of judgment. A lot of judgment there. You know, they expect, when you travel, they expect you to be on the road at 7 a.m. You know, they'd be out there like with the paper boys there before the sun's up. I set my alarm for 9, or at least, or 8, I'm sorry. I thought I set it for 8. I actually set it for 9. Told Tony, I said, I want to get up at 8. I want to be out by 9. And she goes, ha! You know. You know, I don't know. Anyway, I said, well, 8, okay, 9:30. So, you know, but then my alarm, I set my alarm wrong. The thing didn't go off till 9. She didn't wake me up either. And I said, how come you didn't wake me up? Now it's 9 o'clock. This is when I wanted to leave. She goes, don't blame me because you don't know how to work your phone, you know? I said, she goes, well, I didn't even know what your schedule was. I said, I didn't know what your plans were. I said, we talked about it last night. What do you mean you don't, whatever. So I got a late start. I had to call my parents and say, you know, I'm not going to, my dad's like, you're probably not even going to get here until like 7 o'clock. I said, yeah, well, the way it goes. You know, I'll be there when I arrive. I'm not playing that game. I'm not on any kind of artificial timetable. I mentioned that before. Not going to get sucked into that. All right. I'm going to check in later. Maybe when I cross over into wild, wonderful West Virginia. I'm eating my jelly beans here. Got a big old bucket of these bitches. And that's all I got. I don't have anything else. Usually I have a big bucket of Mountain Dew and everything. I carry it in a bucket. All right, I'm out. I'll check in a few minutes. So you guys have yourselves a good afternoon. I don't need to really lock this out, do I? All right, I'll see you guys. Let's see if I can turn this son of a bitch off. Hold on a second. Jeez.
Sounded pretty chipper in that one. Sounded like I was pretty optimistic and, you know, feeling it. But by the time I get to the next one, I was gonna record as soon as I got to the West Virginia state line, but I don't know what happened. I think I was on the phone or something. But this next one was recorded near the end, and my ass was done, brother. I was tired. At some point, you reach there's a threshold. It's like, all right, this is fun. This is fine. You know, this is no problem. I'm kind of enjoying this, and this is not bad at all. But then you get to this point. There's just like, I don't know. It's not like you can feel it. You just realize, you eventually realize, all right, I've had enough of this shit. You know, I have had about enough of this driving bullshit, you know. And this was recorded. I went through Charleston, which is the capital of West Virginia, in case you don't know. It's a city. There's all kinds of, like, construction. There's, like, everything's coned off. It was a mess. And the sun was shining right in my face. I mean, I didn't know if I was in the right lane half the time. You know, I mean, I know that place like the back of my hand, but the sun, the fact that the lanes were all screwed up on the interstate and going across this bridge, and the sun's shining right into my retinas. And, and I'd had it. I'd too much driving. Frickin' had it, you know? And so this one's a short one. I was not in a very good mood at this point, so here's check-in number two.
All right, I just went through Charleston. It was a disaster. It was full of construction. The sun was shining in my face. The lanes kept changing, swerving. Not a fan. All right, so I'm heading out to my parents' house. They don't live in Dunbar anymore. They moved out of there. So they moved in to another little town a little bit farther away from Charleston, but I should be there in maybe like 20 minutes, maybe a half hour. I don't know. So I don't know. The trip is not as much fun as it was last time I checked in. My ass, full barrel ass. It's just wooden. It's gone. I've just gone full barrel ass at this point. And the rest telling you I was having some kind of trouble with sinuses. Yeah, it's back. I don't know. It's like I made a return appearance on this deal. The sun's in my face again. This is irritating. All right. I don't have anything funny to say. Checking out. I'll be at my parents' house within 30 minutes. I think there's a need for some of the Devil Ann's beer. You know, some kind of alcoholic beverage. So I might be stopping there on my way before I hit their house. All right. Not too much fun. I'll see ya. See ya next time. Bye.
So the next day, we went Sunday. On Sunday, my mom and dad somehow orchestrated this thing where all my living aunts and uncles, were converging on the house, and we're gonna have dinner or lunch or whatever, dinner, I guess, in the late afternoon. And I was like, okay. I mean, I don't like to be the center of attention. I don't like to be made a spectacle of. You know, I hate that. And I kind of avoid those kind of things. Like Jeff's, you know, everybody has to act like they're like super excited to see me. I mean, that's not. Who's super excited to see me? I mean, that's not. It's all phony baloney. But anyway, turned out it was great. So that was a lot of fun. And then on Monday, I went out. I was actually able to extract myself for a couple hours. And I went out on my own, and I keep mentioning this beer that I mention it too often in these things, but there's this beer made by the Greenbrier Valley Brewing Company called Devil Ants IPA. It's kick ass. You know, you can't get it anywhere except in West Virginia. So I was like focused on that. I needed to get a case of that stuff. So I was able to extract myself to go do that chore. You know, you can't buy it anywhere. You have to go to this place called Drug Emporium and to buy the case. You might be able to get a six-pack somewhere, but to buy, like, bulk. So that's weird. I don't know. Anyway, so I had to go do that, and I wanted to go to Budget Tapes and Records, my old hangout. And so I was able to extract myself for a couple hours. I was on my own, which is ultra rare. And I drove through Dunbar, and I don't know. I'll talk to you about it in this thing, but I don't know. I didn't spend much time there, but There, I did drive through part of my old paper route, and I saw a couple things that triggered some stories. So I tell the stories, and I'm driving towards Charleston as I'm telling them. So that's the next clip, and that's right here.
All right, I'm actually in Dunbar as I record this. I told my parents I was going to go out and go to Budget Tapes and Records and maybe buy a case of that Devil Ann's beer. I said, you guys don't need to go. And they're like, well, my dad said, okay, good. My mom's like, I don't know, we could go. It's like, nah, I don't know. What are you going to, you know? So I had to go negotiate through that. I don't think she liked it that I left, but I'm out on my own for a couple hours. I drove through Dunbar, just went up on my old paper route, and looks like, I mean, I don't want to be one of these guys that shits all over Dunbar, but, you know, because I'm always told, well, you're part of the problem. You left, you know. But I don't know, that area that I was just on, up on 16th Street, up near the Fairlawn Avenue, you know what I'm saying? Kind of shitty. Kind of run down, shabby. But anyway, I went past this part where there's this, it's on 16th Street, and a couple of stories popped into my mind. One was this, there's this, I don't know, it's like these two buildings. They were places of business. They weren't houses. They were places of business. It feels like one of them used to be a place where they sold blinds, you know? And I don't know what the other one was. It feels like both of them were multiple things through the years. They're right beside each other, and there's like a real small little gap in between the two of them. And one day, Steve and I were out on the paper route. My route, Steve was with me for some reason. And we saw this guy. He looked like a normal, you know, he just looked like a normal guy. Maybe in his late 20s, early 30s. Dressed nice, you know, just a, like a, maybe like a neighborhood dad, you know. And he put a bag in between those two buildings. There's like a real small, maybe like, I don't even know if there's a foot. It's probably less than a foot width. It's a gap between these two buildings. He stuck something back in there, and he was looking around over his shoulders, and you know. And we saw him from a distance. Of course, we went and checked it out to see what, after he left, we went to check it out, and it was hardcore pornography. And, I mean, we were young. I don't know how old we were. 14, 13, I don't know. And we, you know, but this is in the 70s. I mean, we might have seen a Playboy. We probably had, you know, but this stuff was like pure smut, you know. And we'd never, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I had never seen anything like that. It was disgusting. In fact, it was more disturbing than it was arousing. You know what I mean? And we were like flipping through this thing, and I was like mortified, terrified, you know? And it made me feel, God, I just saw somebody walking by. You should see him. Anyway, holy hell. Anyway, it was a disturbing experience. And so we're flipping through this thing, and we get to a page where there's just an extreme close up. I mean, it's like a tight shot of it's like a full page of a vagina, you know? This is in the 70s too, so you can imagine it. And it was larger than life. It was bigger than, you know, it was larger than it would be if you were standing in front of it. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, I mean, huge. Take up the whole page. And it was, I mean, you know. And we were like, oh my God, look at that. Look at, you know. It looked like some kind of monster or something. I told Steve, I said, it looked like a plate of manicotti. You know what I'm saying? That's, I mean, I was like, there was like, I was like, look at, oh my God, look at that. And I don't think I could sleep that night. The thing was like so scary looking. It was like a monster. But anyway, we put them back, and a couple days later we went back and it was there. We looked at it again, and then the third time we went back, it was gone. So I don't know what happened. This guy's like hiding porn just out in the neighborhood. Hey, what the? Another story that was reminded of up in that area. There was this crazy woman, and I do mean crazy. Well, I don't know about crazy. Crazy might not be there. Just a mean old bitch. That's a more of an accurate. She was on my route. I think she was a 6-day customer, if I remember correctly. She didn't get Sunday. She got Monday through Saturday. Didn't get the Sunday paper for whatever reason. I don't know why, but she was up there, and she would always get behind on her payment. I'd go there. She'd be sitting out on her porch smoking, with a scowl on her face, just a mean old lady. I don't know how old she was, but she was probably like the same age as I am now back then, and I viewed her as like an old bag. She was an angry old lady, white trash, you know, and she'd always get behind. She's like, I'm not paying you. You know, I don't have any money, you know. And I'd see her like buying her. I'd run into her at the grocery store, and she'd be buying like cigarettes and beer. And, you know, if they sold lottery tickets back then, she'd probably be buying some of those too. They'd sell those back in those days. But anyway, it was routine for her to get behind on her bill. And, you know, that's what it is. And then she'd get it caught up. And that would be that. And that was the game we played. She wasn't very nice to me. And but then she got really behind. And I said, you gotta pay this, or I'm gonna have to cut you off. She goes, you're gonna cut me off. You know. And I said, yeah, I'm not gonna deliver your paper anymore. I said, you gotta pay this thing. You owe me, like, I don't remember what it was. Seems like it was like $36. Which, when you're 15 or you're 14, and this is 1979 or whatever, or 78, you know, that's a lot of money. Shit. If I did the, I'll do one of those Google things, like 1978 dollars versus now, it'd probably be like $150 or something. I don't know. That might not be accurate, but it was a lot of money. She owed me. She got way behind. She wouldn't pay me. And I said, you got to pay this up, or I'm going to have to cut you off. And she goes, just do whatever you have to do. She's a bitch. God. So I cut her off, and she couldn't believe it. She thought I was all talk. So then we went through this whole thing where we, they got some guy out here. Oh, the cops got this guy, Spread Eagle, out here. He's got his baseball cap on, one of those flat brim caps. I'm sure it's all just a big misunderstanding. Anyway, so we went to this whole thing where she was like, she would try to trick me, and she would have the neighbors asked to buy an extra off of me. I don't know. It's a long story, but I cut her off, and we were going back and forth. She told me she would never pay me. That's what she said. I said, well, you're never getting a paper out of me again. And she goes, we'll see about that, you know, that kind of stuff. So anyway, one night we were down at my friend Tim's house playing ping pong in his garage, and I started talking about this crazy woman, and everybody's like fired up about it. Like, I was getting everybody rallied. And they were like, that can't stand. I said, damn right. So we cooked up this plan on the spot, and we went out and we implemented the plan right there and then. We went, I just ran a red light. We went, there's a group of us, I don't know how many of us there were, 6, 7, 8, I don't know. And we went over to her house, and we surrounded her house. This is mean when I think about it now. Not real proud of this. But we surrounded her house, somebody yelled the some kind of a, you know, some kind of a tip off, and we all threw rocks at her house from many different angles and knocked almost every window out of her house simultaneously from every direction. Yeah, there you go. So that's a glimpse back into my my wonderful, beautiful, you know, nostalgic days of living in Dunbar. But so yeah, that's that. I'm getting ready to go into Drug Emporium, or as some people around here call it, Emporium. I don't know, they add an L in there, Emporium. That's not it's not correct, but hey, you know, it's close, right? All right, I'm gonna go in here and see if I have any of that devil ants, and I'll be back again soon. Bye.
That was fun. I don't know. I mean, should I be proud of that? I'm not. I'm not proud of it. Some of that stuff makes me cringe when I think back on it. Yeah. That old bag had it coming. You can't even debate that. But anyway, maybe you can. But anyway, so then that night we went to dinner with Steve and his wife Myra at the old, what do you call it? Longhorn Steaks. That was great. Steve had a request for me. I was like, I'll explain that in the next clip. Which is, you know, so, but we went to dinner and my dad was telling stories. He's a good storyteller. He's hilarious. He told this story about when he was on the fire department, not at dinner, but when my aunts and uncles were there. He told this story. I've heard him tell this story before, but, I mean, he was like hitting on it. It's a well-polished story at this point about when he was on the fire department. He got a call and him and his partner went to this house. And there was this big, fat, drunk woman, also naked, I might add, that fell off the toilet and got wedged between the toilet and the bathtub. She was fat, drunk, and naked. And he was telling that story. And he said, we went in there. She doesn't have a stitch of clothing on. They got the heat cranked up in that house. It's about 100 degrees, and she's slick as a seal. I mean, that's... I about died laughing. Slick as a seal. And they had to try to get her out of... that wedged-in situation. Fell off the toilet. All right. So anyway, he's a good storyteller. He was telling stories of when we were out to dinner about, you know, times we got in trouble. And, you know, it was fun. Everybody was laughing. Steve's wife was like, "What the?" You know, I didn't know the level of hooliganism that went on. But you know, at least my parents can laugh about it now. I don't think Steve's parents, or especially his mom, never got to that point where it was something to laugh about. You know, she was a lot more serious about that shit. So that was fun. That was a really good time too. And I took care of Steve's special request, which I'll explain in the next clip, which was recorded after I got back. I was going to record on the long ass drive back, but I didn't work out. Just wasn't feeling it, you know. And I'll explain that too in the next clip, which is right now.
All right, we're near the end of the West Virginia trip extravaganza. This is actually Wednesday as I record this. I'm back. I was back on Tuesday. I drove Tuesday. It took 10 hours. And it was an excruciating experience. I went into some kind of like trance. I was going to record, try to recap the whole trip while I was driving back. But I don't know. I went into some kind of trance state. I was listening to the Beatles channel pretty much the entire day and didn't record anything, but it took me 10 hours to get home and it was terrible. the driving part of it. So today I had to drive down to Wilkes-Barre to drop off some stuff for Steve. When we were in West Virginia, Steve said, "Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you haul back some of my stuff?" I said, "What? What do you mean?" He goes, "I got too much stuff in my car. It won't fit." And I said, "Can you take it back?" I said, "What kind of stuff are you talking about?" And he said, "I don't know, just boxes of stuff, maybe like a bag of like dirty laundry." "So I'm not hauling your skidded up tidy whiteys back to Pennsylvania." He's like, "Tidy whiteys?" That was what he objected to. He didn't object to the other part. Anyway, so I hauled his stuff. I muled his old, I mean, I don't think I had any laundry, thank God. But I had the trunk. My entire trunk is full of his stuff. And his entire car is a big SUV. That thing's packed out. We went to dinner, and when we were doing the transfer from his car to mine, he opened the back of the SUV, and stuff was tumbling out. There was so much stuff in there. I was like, "What the?" So we filled my trunk up. His entire car was packed out, and so we met down in Wilkes-Barre today to do the handoff. And that's where I just came from. So I'm loaded up on a Cracker Barrel, the Cracker Barrel sampler. Just polished that baby off. And on Wednesdays, which is today, they have you guys ready for this? I know you guys are excited. But the boiled cabbage. Yeah, baby. Got some boiled cabbage as one of my sides. So, yeah, I like that kind of stuff. So, anyway, I feel like I'm weighed down or something. But so that brings to a conclusion. That is an official conclusion to the trip. I wasn't able to record yesterday because I was in a trance-like state. And today I'm loaded down with mashed potatoes and meatloaf, etc. So, anyway. But the trip itself was great. It was a home run. I think it was one of the best trips that I've had down there in many years. I don't know. It just felt like it was, everything just kind of came together. It was fun. We had the family there on Sunday. You know, it was just aunts and uncles, you know. None of the kids, just the aunts and the uncles. And it was fun. It was, they were telling funny stories and it was entertaining. It was good stuff. So that was nice. My parents cooked. The food was really good and everything. That was fun. That was all day Sunday. And then Monday I went out by myself for a little while, a couple hours. That was nice. And then we met Steve and his wife Myra for dinner that evening. Longhorn steaks out on Corridor G, if you're keeping track. And then I came back on the... what is this asshole doing? Came back on Tuesday. So that's it. It was really good. I'd give except for the driving part. I have to dock it a little bit because of that. But I was going to say A+, but I'm going to have to go with an A because the driving was excruciating. I wish it was a little bit closer. You know, next year, I think I'm going to try to do it twice. But that is a killer, man. You can't, it's not something you can just pop in and pop out, you know. Hey, my brother lives like 3 hours away. That's a lot easier to do that. I'm so far, I'm 10 hours. So, I mean, that's a hard thing to do. You could go to Myrtle Beach in 10 hours. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it was a good trip. It was an A. It would have been an A+ if I didn't have to drive so far. I mean, everything just kind of came together. I went to Budget Tapes and Records. The guy that still works there wasn't there for some reason. It was his day off. And the people that were working there, not friendly. I don't know what that's about. You run in a record store? I mean, you know, the writing's on the wall. Although they've been open since 1972, and it feels like they're going strong, but I don't know. It seems like they should be nice to whoever walks through the door. They should be like, "Thank you for coming in." You know, they should be super, super nice to everybody. Everybody was working there on Monday when I went in there. Not nice at all. I mean, they weren't hostile. They were just unfriendly. You know, They weren't attacking me. They just couldn't give two shits about whether I was, you know, they didn't give a shit about me. I bought thousands of dollars from that place. Yeah, it was back in 1982 and prior. You know, that's beside the point. I logged a lot of hours in that place. So I should be, I feel like I'm an alum, right? I should be treated better when I walk through the door. So anyway, I'm only joking, sort of. But anyway, so I went to Budget and bought that case of beer over at the Drug Emporium, as they call it. Two cases. I got one for me, one for Steve. It was like $93 total. It's ridiculous. And the woman goes, I'm supposed to put these in bags. I said, that's not necessary. She goes, I'm required by law. I said, you're going to bag up these? How you gonna? And so she got this big giant bag and just like wrapped the case, like the top case. You go, that's good enough. It's like, what kind of stupid rule? So the thing's just got plastic on top of it. I mean, they sell it. The whole front end of the store is beer. And then you have to be secretive about what you're carrying in your car. You can't let anybody know. It's like a massive beer section. But once you purchase it, it has to be secret. I don't understand what the hell's going on. Anyway, it was a good trip. Yesterday was terrible. Long, long day. Woo, brother. I'm glad that's over. And I got used today as a recovery day. And so that's good. I went to the barrel. Not talking about my barrel ass. I'm talking about the Cracker Barrel. And yeah, that's it. So I hope you enjoyed this little excursion. And I will, I don't need to lock this out like I said before, but I hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you. Bye.
All right. That was a strange episode. I hope you enjoyed some of it. I feel like the first one was lively. The one in Dunbar was, that was kind of fun. The one in Charleston, that was a quickie, but I was about one foot away from road rage or some kind of rage. And then that last one, I feel like I was weighed down with mashed potatoes or taters. I was weighed down with meatloaf and taters. And I had that, what is that stuff? That boiled cabbage. People are like, what? Boiled cabbage? What is this, the 1800s? What are you, 100 years old? God, I love it. Whatever, you can call 911 if you don't like it. I pretty much love all vegetables. I don't like asparagus very well. That's about, you know, there are a few exceptions. But I love vegetables. You know, you can, whatever. Call the ethics line if you have a problem with it. And anyway, I felt like I was kind of a little, in that last clip, I was like a little weighed down and dragging a bit. So anyway, it's an experiment. It's kind of fun, right? The trip was it couldn't have gone much better. The only way it could have gone better is if I could have just like do some kind of like Star Trek thing where I just beam over there and I don't have to do all that driving. Ugh. But other than that, it was really good. It was perfect. It felt like it all came together. So I hope you enjoyed this this little trip into the motherland. And I'll be back on Thursday over at Patreon. Thursday-ish. Over on Patreon. No, wait a minute. I don't even know what day. What day is this? The next episode will be a Patreon episode. It'll be more of a normal Jeff sitting in front of a microphone talking nonsense. It'll be that kind of episode. So this one's a little bit different, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you guys want to support my efforts and you want to hear the Thursday-ish episode, man, that's easy. I've made it very easy for you. You can just head on over to patreon.com, patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll gain access to the second show, the patron show, the ones for patrons only. It's supposed to be on Thursday. Sometimes it actually comes out on Thursday. Other times it doesn't. But there's always a free, well, not free, so, you know, an extra show for the patrons. It's just like the regular Monday show, but it's for your ears only. If you want to be in that group, that small group of folks who get to hear that episode, it's easy to do. Patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more. $4 will do it. It can be more if you want to. If you want to donate more to me, support my efforts. I'm not going to turn you down, baby. So do it today. Patreon.com/JeffK. Also, there's a hotline. I have a hotline message in the hopper, which I'll share soon, and it's pretty funny. And if you want to call, leave a message, be a part of the show, give me a call, 570-290-8151. That's 570-290-8151. And leave a message 24 hours a day. Just ask me a question, make a suggestion, whatever kind of comment you want to make, you can do it. It's voicemail, so I won't answer. Well, it'll sound like I'm answering. It's pre-recorded. I mean, let's be serious. So leave a message, and I will almost certainly use it in a future episode. Unless you're just shouting the N-word or something. Yeah, I probably won't use that. But if you want to be a part of the show, call that number, 570-290-8151. And I'm at the end of this deal, and I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoy it. And I'll be back very soon. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. I'll see you. Bye.
I've just gone full barrel ass at this point.